So from the BBC News, secondary infertility when you can't have a second child. And this is so stupid. These women are waiting until their mid-30s. And this is actually extremely common. So what women will do, they'll, you know, as soon as they're legal, as soon as they're 18, they're off thoughting it up. And they'll spend 18 to 30 just sport fucking and getting their notch count up. When they're in their when they're like their early 30s, not even like 30th birthday. I'm talking like just, you know, 31, 32. Essentially when they start to get crow's feet. When they start to get crow's feet and bags under their eyes and gray hair, then they're like, "Oh shit. I need to get married or I'm going to die alone." Like they suddenly realize, "Oh shit, I wasted my entire youth." So in their early to mid 30s, they begin to look for a husband. They begin to settle down. As they're dyeing their hair and covering their crow's feet with fucking foundation and shit, as they're trying to, like, beat back the biological clock, they'll suddenly be like, "Oh shit, I gotta find a husband." So they literally wasted their entire fertility window. So mid-30s, let's say they're one of the lucky ones. They find some nice guy who I'm not going to judge you by your past, baby. I know that you found Jesus, and you're not that person anymore. So I don't care that you were a sex worker, and you had an OnlyFans. I love you. So they find that guy. So, all right, so they have their kid. The day is saved. And then they try to have another kid. They realize, oh, wait, you can't. You know, you waited too long. Like, you're lucky to have a kid because you waited until your mid-30s to begin having children. So what this is about is they want ready? Who saw this coming? Say it with me now. Government-funded fertility treatments. Because God forbid women pay for anything. So women want to waste their entire fertility window getting dicked down by Chad and Tyrone, and then they want the government to pay for their fertility treatments so that they can have children in their mid to late 30s. And it's just like, just so you know, retard babies. The likelihood of having retard babies when you have children in your 30s is astronomically higher than if you have them in your 20s or even late teens. And it's just, it's so stupid. Go ahead.
So to be fair, so I read some of the details of this article. So right now the wife is 33, she's claiming.
Mm-hmm.
And it also says they've been trying for the second child for 7 years. So that's been like a 7-year process. So she's been trying since she was 26 to be fair. So not in 30s quite yet when they first started trying.
Well, but trying just means not using a condom. So, there's a lot that goes into this. First of all, some women, like, for whatever reason, like, usually their horniness is tied to their cycle. Now, I know there's going to be people out there like, TFM, I have a nymphomaniac as a girlfriend and she wants to fuck all the time. Good for you. Also, I guarantee that girl is in her teens or she's in her very early 20s. I fucking promise you. Unless she's been raped. Like, sometimes women, for whatever reason, like, I don't know why, I don't know what causes it, but sometimes people react to trauma in different ways. Some people, after their rape, they become very sex-averse. And some people become nymphos. Don't ask me why. But pretty much every nymphomaniac I've ever met was basically a rape victim. And it, like, they were molested or something, and it fucked them up, and it made them a nympho for some reason. I don't know. It's just one of those. It's one of those things I've noticed. You probably noticed it, too. The point is, most women don't have that much sex when they're, you know, when they're, like, not even that old, like, just, I don't know. The sex dries up, especially after the kid. I've talked to so many guys. So, you find a girl, you're hitting that pussy every day, Everything's great. You get married. Everything's great. Hitting that pussy every day. Have a kid. The sex stops. It's like poof. The sex just, you just get cut off. Maybe you get it once a week, maybe a couple times a month. $10. That's it.
The worst part isn't that these thoughts waste their fertility window until they're old and ugly. It's that there will always be the simps who worked their way up, save these thoughts, and get demolished in family court. And they'll still be angry after they've destroyed the man through divorce.
Well, and the sad thing is, as long as they're attractive, these guys will think that they're so lucky. It's, remember the guy who wrote in on the Saturday show a while back? So he married a single mother. Now, I have no idea. I don't know how attractive she was, but I know that she was obviously more attractive than the kind of woman he would normally be able to get, because she was totally playing him. She's a single mother, got this guy to marry her. Then her baby's daddy gets out of prison, and she basically invites the baby's daddy to basically live with them. And she's basically kicking him out, like her husband. She wants to be with her baby's daddy now that he's out of prison. Now, there's no way that just he had no idea this was going to happen. Like, there were clearly, there had to be warning signs that he's just ignoring because she's so fine. Like, this, she's so fine. I understand when the penis is in the driver's seat, your brain shuts off. But so many guys, they just, oh, she's so fine. Bro, she's a single mother. She's just trying to get you to take care of her kids. So she, and then you're into paying. No, but she's so fine. Look at her titties. She's got these nice titties. And what it is these guys are usually like fives or fours or something. And these girls are like sevens. Maybe an eight if they're lucky, but like basically these are attractive women that normally they'd never be able to get. So they're like trying to put a ring on it, trying to lock it down. And these women know exactly what they're doing. They just try to find some reliable guy to take care of them so they can mooch off of them. And your best case scenario is she just cheats on you. She basically, you're the reliable beta provider that she allows to pay her bills while she goes and fucks other guys behind your back. That's your best case scenario. Your worst case scenario is she wants an open marriage, or she goes back to her baby's daddy or something. Now, why do I say that? Why is that the best? Because she doesn't give a fuck about you. She's using you. You're just a mark. She's choosing you because you're going to pay her bills. She doesn't care about you at all. And you're so blinded by her attractiveness and the sex. So she will pussy bomb you. And here's the dumbest shit. I saw this all the time when I was in the military. These guys marrying women who are pussy bombing them that they just met. I understand they were getting paid a lot of BH by the military. But like, the thing is if you ask these, and I remember asking these guys, like, what do you have in common with her? What is it about her that you love, that you want to marry her? And it was just, she's so fine and we have a lot of sex and I like the sex. So it's her looks and sex. These are the two things that are guaranteed, 100% guaranteed to go away after you're married. 100% guaranteed. I double dog dare you to find a married man whose wife didn't, even if they're happily married, I guarantee you the wife has let herself go. Women just don't, like, they're not going to work as hard. Like, and you wouldn't either. That's what dad bod is. Like, when you're single and you're trying to get your dick wet, you're going to the gym, you're doing the crunches, you're getting your six-pack up, you're doing all this stuff to try to impress women. When you're married, you know that you're going to get laid, you don't need to work so hard. And women are the same way. So the women are going to let themselves go. They're not going to get their hair done anymore. They're not going to keep it fit and trim. They're going to get a little frumpy. So now she's not hot like she used to be. She went from an 8 to a 5. And then after that kid, look out. Her fucking pussy's going to dry up. Just the spigot gets turned off. She's got if she was using you, you're fucked. Because I've seen this happen. A woman will use a guy. She gets the ring. She gets the kid. And the mask, whoosh, it just falls. And now she has you by the ball. She knows you can't do anything. You married her. She has your kid. She's guaranteed to get alimony and child support now. So there's no reason to keep up the charade. So it's literally like, as soon as she's got your kid, as soon as she's got the ring, she's got you. And she knows she got you. So this, like, whatever act she was using to try to get you to think that you found the one, that immediately goes away. And then you find out who she really was. And now you're stuck with her. And there's nothing, you can do.
I remember the line he said, which was something like, TFM, how do I get my family back? I just want my family back. Like, some paraphrasing.
Yeah.
And like, that just like paints a very good picture of, like, you know, the sudden 180 from his perspective, and just like the utter confusion and denial of what was happening.
Well, and it's also, he was blaming the guy, like the baby's daddy, that she was inviting into their house and that she wants to be with. Like, how do I get rid of him? How do I get my family back? Like, she doesn't want to be with you. She wants to be, this was her plan the whole time. And I've seen this a lot. Like, one of my best friends was, you know, he, you know, because I grew up in the fucking Section 8 housing. A lot of my friends were single mother, you know, raised by single mothers. And I just remember so many people would simp for their single mother. It was basically like every single person. Almost nobody could actually see that their single mother was the problem. So whenever their mom would find a boyfriend, and the guy was abusive or something, they always like fantasize about killing their stepdad or you know, but their mom was always innocent. The mom was always a victim. It was the evil stepdad that was the problem. It was the evil boyfriend that was the problem. And if you just looked at it from an unbiased third party, you could see that, no, she's the problem too. I'm not saying, you know, the boyfriend or the stepdad isn't an abusive asshole, but she's the one with him, allowing him to be abusive. So, like, it has, both parties have to be responsible. They just don't want to bring themselves to blaming their single mother, and it's because they love them. And when you're a boyfriend whose girlfriend's cheating on you, or who a husband whose wife is cheating on you, you don't want to blame your wife because you're hoping to get her back. You don't want to basically give up on this family you had. So even though she's cheating on you or she's leaving you, in the back of your mind, even though you know that she's doing this of her own free will. She's not like brainwashed or something. She's choosing to cheat on you. She's choosing to leave you for someone else. But you want to somehow go back in time when you were in love, and you don't want to admit that that was bullshit and she was planning this from the beginning. Or she was cheating on you the whole time, you just now found out. You want to, like, go back to that magical time before you knew everything was a lie. And so you project all the problems onto the man she's cheating with and not her. And the thing is if you think about it, if you're with a woman who's just using you, you know, to pay for her bills and pay for her kids, and she doesn't love you, but you're like, you think this is great, you think you're happy, you think you have this happy family, that's all projection. That love that you thought you had only existed in your head. She was using you the entire time. She might have been pussy bombing you, she might have been putting up an act. And this is why, if you've ever had friends warn you about a girl that you're dating and you just couldn't see it until after the breakup, like, once she was gone, you could, oh yeah, you guys were right, oh, all these warning flags, but you couldn't see it at the time because you had those rose-tinted goggles on. That's this projection. You're projecting onto her this imaginary, like a waifu. You're projecting your waifu onto her. Like, you're basically, she's like a waifu object to you. You're projecting this fictional girl that doesn't exist onto this real woman and imagining she's something she's not. And you're living in this fantasy world in your head. And then you find out it was a lie, and she's using you, and she's cheating on you, and she's taking all your shit. And your fantasy is shattered. You want to go back to that fantasy, but you can't. And now your shit is gone. And and this was funny. So I talk about how if you get a waifu, if you get a sex doll or something, you can project that loving type of relationship onto your sex doll, or body pillow, or VR waifu, whatever waifu medium you prefer. But love is just a chemical in your brain, and it's all projection. And you see guys ruin their lives by projecting their waifu onto a gold digger or onto a woman who's abusing, you know, abusing them for their money. And if you just project it onto a doll, you get all the butterflies, all the lovey-doveyness, without any of the risk. Under no circumstances will I ever come home, have Celestina serve me papers, telling me she's leaving with half my shit, and she's taking our cyborg monkey children with her. That will never happen. So I can have all the sex I want. I can have all the lovey-dovey projection I want. I can live the fantasy. And the only thing, what's funny is, the guys do this all the time. Guys project onto women all the time. So you project true love onto a gold digger or a single mom, perfectly fine as far as society goes. But if you project love onto a doll, you're somehow a weird doll fucker degenerate. But it's the same thing. It's just, it's a fantasy. It's like these parasocial relationships with VTubers or these Tinder thoughts or something. These e-girls who they sell you a fantasy. They sell you this fake relationship. So you're their pay piggy and you pay to have them email you or to talk to you and to say your name on a stream. And you want that simulated relationship. But you could just do that with a doll and you could actually kiss, hug, and have sex with. You use an AI program like College Uoto. You can actually talk to her, or at least chat with her. And it's not real, in air quotes, but it's like as real as these relationships with these women. And you don't know. The funny thing is you don't really know if you actually found the one or not, or if she's bullshitting you. And what's funny is you really can never know unless, I guess, if she you die together and grow together, she never divorces you. I guess you can kind of bury it then. But it's like if you're poor, you're not going to get any women to pay attention to you. But then if you're rich and successful, you can never be sure if the women actually like you or if they just want your money. And so you're in a no-win situation. You need to make all this money to attract a good woman, but you don't know if the good woman is just using you for money. So you're stuck in a catch-22 where you just have to hope that she's not lying to you to take your money. Or she's not like, she doesn't have ulterior motives, or she's not just a gold-digging whore. And if you're wrong, you lose everything. It's like the world's shittiest game. Where you're, and the thing is, what do they offer you? Other than children, the only thing they really offer you is sex. And you can get all that from a doll. So other than, unless you desperately want to have children, there's literally nothing a woman offers other than risk. So it just, my problem with this article, though, going back to the article briefly, we need to support people. And it's like, it's always about welfare. They always want more free stuff. Now they want government provided fertility treatment. So if the government wanted, all you got to do is like make women have kids younger in life. And it's really, it's not even a sacrifice. Women outlive men. So how about have your kids while you're young, and then when your kids are a little bit older and they're going to school, then go to college, then get a job once your kids are grown and more independent. But while you're young, in your, you know, late teens, early 20s, settle down and have your kids while your fucking pussy works and your womb works and your kids are going to be healthy. The only sacrifice is you have to miss out on your Chad and Tyrone dick years. You're going to have to settle down and have some kids when you're young and fertile, and then wait to go to college until you're in your like late 20s, early 30s. Basically, instead of trying to settle down in your 30s, how about, you know, settle down in your teens and 20s and then start going to school and working on your career in your 30s. And sure, you'll be behind the men by a decade or two, but you literally have everything fixed. Like, you have your kids. You don't have to worry about, oh no, what am I going to do? You have your family. So if the career thing doesn't work out, you already have your kids. You don't have to worry about being a cat lady and, like, you know, being this highly accomplished, multiple PhD, but dying alone with your wine and your dildo. The only thing, again, the only sacrifice is women won't be able to whore it up for 15 years. While they waste their entire fertility window and then cry to the government. this isn't new either. Women have been saying, like, oh, they want the government to freeze their eggs. They want the government to pay for their fertility treatment. They want the government to this. Now, ultimately, this might be a good thing. I'll give you the silver lining to this. So as women basically waste their fertility years crying to the government, this will advance artificial womb technology. Because even if a woman freezes her eggs, if her womb doesn't work because she's older, then her womb doesn't work. But if we have an artificial womb, you can take a frozen egg or something, put it in the artificial womb, grow the baby, and once you have the artificial womb, it's not just going to be popular with, you know, menopausal women. It'll be popular with all women. What's the number one reason why women want abortions? It's because they don't want to blow up their body with a pregnancy. You know, maybe it'll be bad for their career. Maybe they're a model. They don't want to get pregnant and, you know, have a belly bump and basically destroy their career. So they get abortions. Now, what if you can have a baby without blowing your body up? You just have the baby in the artificial womb. Even young women would want that. They won't have to worry about stretch marks and another thing. Now, I know there's the whole bonding thing, like you feel the baby kick and everything. But again, looking at bottle feeding. So women release oxytocin when they breastfeed. Oxytocin is the female love hormone. So when they're breastfeeding their babies, they release oxytocin. And it helps them bond with their baby while they're breastfeeding. But most women don't breastfeed. They bottle feed. So essentially, having the artificial womb baby, yes, it will cut down on the bonding, but women are already doing that with the bottle feeding versus breastfeeding anyway. So does it really matter? It just doesn't really matter. So I don't see a problem. I see a lot of young women going for the artificial womb. I see a lot of menopausal women having no choice but to go to the artificial womb. Once we have the artificial womb, we win. That's it. You know, we talked about this before. You could take a skin cell and make an egg. And once you have an artificial womb, you just fucking, you do it. You can have two gay guys have a baby. A single male can have a baby. This needs like a donor egg or just a skin cell from someone. Like, just, hey, bro, can I get a skin cell? Sure, bro. Here you go. And then you don't even need to be gay. You don't need to be a gay couple. You just want, like, some other DNA for genetic diversity. Or, you know, whatever. Just make an egg cell from someone with good genes. Like, go to the gym and be like, hey, man, you look pretty good. You work out. Can I get a skin sample? I'm going to have a baby with your skin sample. You know, you might have to pay him, obviously, but, you know, it's whatever. And then you have your kid. And there's no woman to take him away or to talk. And, this is the funny part is, men can create women with just their DNA because men have an X and a Y chromosome. So if you want to create a girl, you just double the X. So you take two X chromosomes, you have a girl. An X and a Y create a boy. So, like, it's kind of funny. Like, and it's going to happen on its own. Like, we don't need to get some kind of MRA movement to push along artificial womb technology. Women themselves will push artificial womb technology. Because they want to be able to not blow their bodies up having a kid. Or they don't want to, you know, they want to have kids later in life so they can focus on their career. They want to wait till they're old and gray and then think about having kids. But then, of course, nature said no. So that's where technology comes in. So it is what it is. Now, whether we get there before everything goes to shit, I have no idea. It may take, who knows, honestly. Things are going to get very interesting in the next couple of years, and we'll just see how it all shakes out. But assuming things continue on more or less as they are, just with like less freedom, I could see artificial womb technology becoming a thing, and that'll be a thing. Then we can just honestly just do whatever the fuck we want. We don't even need women anymore. And if we needed women, we could just take guys can just double their X chromosome and create women. So it's funny, like, you know, in science fiction, they're like, oh, the last man, you know, like, there was, like, this TV show that failed, where it's, like, the last man on Earth, the last Y chromosome, because you need a man to create a man. If all you have are girls, all they have are X chromosomes. Even with cloning technology, they can't create a man. You need a Y chromosome for a man. But men can create women by just removing the Y and doubling the X. So that's the best part. The best part is, like, men can literally propagate with technology without any women. But women can't. Women literally require men. Or they can only clone themselves and create more exact copies of themselves. They could never mix it up and create any men to reproduce naturally. Just fun with science. Science is fun. Anyway, yeah, more welfare. So this will probably be a thing in the next, like, I don't know, 5-10 years. Because they just abolished the pink tax. So they've got rid of taxes on feminine hygiene products, because that was really kicking women's asses, having to pay taxes on that. So every single election cycle, every 2 to 4 years, women always get something free. Some new Gibbs, some new bullshit to buy their vote for another election. So this will be a thing sooner or later. Free fertility treatments, free egg freezing. This will be the thing in the next couple of years. Because women just always want more free stuff, and nothing will ever satisfy them. And that's just how women are. They only want one thing, more.